Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Chat of the Wild. In this season, we are playing through The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. In this episode, we have been exploring the Elden region, the Death Mountain. We found some Gorons. They are currently addicted to marbled rock roast. We talked to Yonobo, who is currently running Yonobo Co., though he's not doing a great job doing it. And currently, all of his employees are addicted to something that is messing with overall production.
If they were in the Farron region, they have a pretty good healthcare system down there. So, but up here, not so much.
We beat the crap out of Yonobo. That woke him up.
Yeah.
Broke his cool mask that he had. And
Goron healthcare. Beat him up till he's better.
I mean, Gorons have a different kind of free healthcare because they do have all of those hot springs just like around.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah.
Also, they just eat rocks for sustenance and also are born of rocks.
And also, they don't have to breathe.
Where is that? Where is this not? Where is that information
they
coming from?
They don't have to
breathe. What documentary was that
so
on?
So the baby in Breath of the Wild, they do this in Breath of the Wild. There's a little kid, Goron, who is sitting in a hot spring and it's up to here. And he's talking to you the entire time, and he's just like, yeah, this is cool. I don't have to breathe. I can just sit here.
There's the Goron in Twilight Princess that is encased in the rock in underwater.
Yep, that too. And he's also like, I don't have to breathe. Good thing, because I'm down here. Ha ha. How do I get up?
There's a hot spring in Twilight Princess where even when they're still mad at you, the guys in the hot spring are like, it's whatever, man. It's cool.
just chill.
We can all hang out in the hot tub together.
We're bros.
We're all brothers. You know. Brothers hot tub.
Yonobo says that he wants us to go to where he saw Princess Zelda, where she was pointing out the marbled rock roast, and go see if she's still there and see what's going on. Because last time we saw her, she was leaving the cave and we were just sort of following her where she was going.
Yeah, he's actually going to, like, the last place he remembers, because he doesn't really remember anything after the mask went on.
Right, he has,
so
like,
he's
partial
like,
amnesia.
Yeah, like, I should go up here. He, like, blacked
out. He, like, looks up at the mountain, and he sees the smoke and, like, the smog, and he's like, oh, yeah, that doesn't look kosher.
That's not what that's supposed to look like. What's
this
happening?
This did not. When did this happen?
Meanwhile, I'm sitting here having bought all of the gear, going, where's the lava? What happened?
Take me to the lava.
They do not care
I'm ready
about the lava,
to go camping
and I'm like,
on the
I
mountain.
Spent 10,000 rupees on this. For what?
So this is where we can explore some more. It's really more just we get another marker on our map that is closer to the Death Mountain Center. We can make our way over there. There's not really anything like Yonobo. He doesn't follow us here, right?
No.
He's not with us at this moment, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we have to go a little bit further up the mountain, but I could be mistaken.
Yeah, because we find him. We find him at the mountain.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to meet you, like, here. This is what I remember. And then, like, when you meet him there, he's like, yeah, I remember this. Okay, let's go together. And then he, like, joins you. It's a little...
And then he,
No, because he's with you on the way up because you have to use him to hit stuff.
Right. But, like, so what I did was I went to the marker and just found the nearest train track and traced it all the way back to wherever was closest to me. And, like... I made a changeover at some point, and he was around there, I thought. But,
okay, so the problem
you definitely
is,
do need him.
The problem
on the main...
is the way I did this then, because I teleported back to the launch thing, the launch
yes.
tower, and I went back into the air because that was faster
yeah.
than trying to figure out how to climb up the mountain.
Yeah, I oh. went to the highest Skyland, and then I did the I do my thing where I jump off of there and then spawn a glider and then just sort of glide all the way to it and then drop down to where that spot was. And he was like, "Hey, Link, anyways, mm-hmm.
yeah.
let's walk
this
up
together.
This thing here."
Oh, okay. Well, if you went up the
if you did
the mountain,
it the way
the
they want you
way,
to do it,
you missed out. It's a good time.
So yeah. I guess, yeah. Well, when we get to the dungeon too, the designers had some plans that I just threw out the window. So
I cannot wait to talk about this dungeon.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to talk about his ability, but
well, okay,
oh,
yeah,
I
yes,
hate his ability. Go on. No, talk about his ability. I want
to well,
hear.
Well, no. Well, let's hang on. Hang on. When we get to this one spot, well, okay, I guess this is out of order then. If you got his ability then to go further up, I didn't.
Mm. Yeah, you need his ability to get to the top of Death Mountain if you go the intended
need,
route.
No. Need,
yeah.
You can't use the word need here.
So, basically, you get to the bottom of Death Mountain, and there is there's a minecart track, and if you take it up, there will be one, enemies that are stationed on the side of the track, and then mm-hmm. there will also be giant boulders in your way. So the ability
yes.
that you get for Yunobo is that he becomes like a cannon whenever you get into any moving vehicle. If you're
yes. he rolls
in a minecart,
too.
He's a cannon. If you're on a glider, he's a cannon. If you're driving a car, he's essentially a cannon, and he'll roll into anything. If you're on your air bike, he turns into a cannon.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to use Yunobo to knock enemies off of their platforms and also bust through the rocks that are in your way.
Yeah.
Wow. Tegan and I missed so much.
I missed so much, yeah, because I got him like partway up and like there was a little minecart there, so like I did see it, but my whole thought was, this is annoying. I hope I never have to actually use this.
I Ooh, saw.
Oh boy!
Yeah, bad news
so,
for me.
A while back, I saw a video, and it was someone just flying around, they were playing it, and they had this ability, but I didn't have the context for it,
right?
And I didn't understand what I was looking at, and I was like,
"Yeah, that
is
makes
this
sense.
Some kind of is this some kind of monster that's attacking him right now? Like it's stuck." Like, what is going on? Like, I didn't know visually. I was like, I didn't know it was a Goron. I didn't know.
Yeah, I
they
didn't know
were
this was coming.
It.
I hadn't seen this at all.
Yeah, it's just, it looks strange.
You were like, what a weird glitch for a Nintendo game.
Yeah. And there wasn't, and I was like, is that what this video's about?
But yeah, they're just duplicating.
What is
everything.
It about? Why? What's going on?
They're screwing with the memory, and now they have some, like, dot trail out in front of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways,
on the way up
intended.
This mountain. Is where Jeffy is residing.
That's why I haven't seen Jeffy. Okay.
Yes. So in the trailer, they come the other way around the corner, but and so like they see Jeffy as they come around the corner. So you pass him, but like I saw the platform as I was coming up to it. Like, oh, this is I found my home. Here it is. I tried with the best of my ability. Because there's a bunch of bad guys on here, and it's just a battlefield, and I tried to get a selfie pointing at it with like the Link React thing while yep. there was a fight going on behind me, because Yunobo and all of my other visions at that point were locked in heated combat, but it was not to be. But I got my selfie with Jeffy.
I cannot believe I skipped so much. Like, why did it let me do this?
I mean, you
why
know.
Did it?
I mean, I really but didn't do a whole lot. I rode the train. Like, I traced it backward to the closest track near me and was on a train for a while and occasionally shot Yunobo at stuff. It was fun.
Okay, maybe I did see Yanobo. Okay, maybe I met Yanobo at the base, but then I just got. I was just like, well, screw this. I'm just going to teleport and,
yeah, easy. And fly easy in. Because
that's what I do for everything.
Yeah.
That or some springs. Drop a couple springs down and launch myself up.
Well, I knew that Jeffy was going to be in this area all along. That's why I've been pushing to go here every time we get a chance, because I want to go meet Jeffy. And
you
so
were
going to
spiral around this mountain either way. You were like, yeah. I will make sure that I see Jeffy.
I mean, it's on the one main track that spirals all the way up. But yeah, I was just like, this is where he is. I'm going to ride up there and get my selfie.
Brian, do you remember what's at the base of the mountain? Because I remember there's also something. There's like, it's like I remember cave. There being a cave or a doorway at the base, and I just don't remember what that was.
There's a few caves on this level because there's like a base level where the city's a little raised up from, but there's like a base level to it, and you ride the track up to like a little bit of a higher level, and then the real ascent starts. So on that like little midpoint, there's a few different cave entrances, but they're like mines basically around the entire mountain. You know, bubble frogs, really sick dragon clothes, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It didn't help. I, you know, listeners, at the when we were playing through this, I've just, you know, I got personal stuff going on. I'm trying to make time to play this. I was like, I need to be as efficient as possible and make sure I get these certain things checked off. And I ended up being too efficient, ended up skipping a quarter of the section of this game.
Yeah. It's definitely. It was a lot.
I mean, I did all this.
I was speedrunning. Apparently, apparently, I'm a speedrunner now.
I saw it like on the way down. I just like didn't go.
Yeah.
Up. I was like, we'll figure it out later. I'm not worried about it.
I didn't, you know, I didn't go in there. That well, maybe I went into this cave at this point, but like, I eventually went, did the cherry blossom tree, and hopped in all these caves. Mm-hmm.
Any other game that would give you all these like mine carts and things and tracks to go around, that would have been so much fun. This game gives you tools to never have to do that.
Oh yeah,
and I'm
no,
using
I am
those
excited.
Tools.
I'm excited.
Like there's been multiple times that I'm looking around and I'm just like, yeah, they really want me to hop on a mine cart here, don't they? But I'm just gonna go ahead and get my bike out and I'm just gonna fly over there.
Sometimes I'll be like, oh, that's a really interesting mountain path I could take. I will go in this cave and go up. Through
and then
the
I'm
whole
just gonna
mountain.
Drill up.
Yes.
It's so. I feel
done.
Bad. I actually feel bad that
I
missed so much.
If we'd come through this earlier, if we'd done like the Goron quest second, I think we probably would have spent a lot more time wandering around.
Possibly
on the way up.
My reflexes are to fly through things at this point. I know my abilities well enough that I don't think of walking.
Let's go that
anywhere
way.
Now.
There is also even like there's still cool stuff like to see from the sky though. Even here,
it's still pretty. Yeah, it's still I still like looking at it. but when we do get up to the point up there, unless there was anything else to talk about, like I mean. Brian
no,
to BC.
That's it as far let's as I talk, can remember.
Yeah. Let's talk about this thing.
We get up there and we get a cutscene, and Yanobo is just like, hang on, look over here. And we see Zelda again. She just walks into the volcano, and suddenly the volcano starts erupting, but not in a way like you would normally think. It just sort of like expands out like that foam they use for like packing boxes.
That's
but it's
weird.
Black, red, glowing rock and parts of it, and you know, it's very similar looking to the marbled rock roast. Mm-hmm. It grows three heads with these dragon monster things coming out of it.
Yeah.
And
Zelda
Yanobo's
like summoned this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, yes.
Allegedly.
Yeah. If it's not, like I was saying, if it's not this spot, it's the point earlier, but like like we see Zelda like turn someone's eyes evil and like, yeah, like, yeah, it's, we see Zelda like doing something that we haven't before, which is actively harming something or someone, yeah, or making things worse.
Hashtag not my Zelda. So we, yeah, now we have a mini game, where there is a flying, vehicle right near us. And when we hop on there, Yanobo, this is where I first like started doing Yanobo's move.
Right.
We'd have a dog fight with this thing.
Maybe you had a dog fight.
What happened with you, Tegan?
I climbed up the side of the mountain and launched Yanobo at its face, and it worked. I don't think it was supposed to work, because I climbed all the way up under the top of one of these heads, and my entire chat the entire time was like, what are you doing? How are you up there? And I was like, I just up the side. I don't know what's going on.
I'm Link. I'm the hero. I climbed.
Yeah, I just climbed. Yeah. I don't know what.
This is how we do things.
You've seen the official artwork. Yeah. He climbs.
What do you mean? What am I doing? I just, you know.
I can't. Up. I can't throw. If I didn't see the air vehicle like out of the corner of my eye, I probably would have done the same thing.
I didn't see the air vehicle is the thing. I just went, I climbed the mountain.
Yeah.
And then I got two of them and it was like, that's not right. And I was like, well, I can't get up to this last one. I don't know what to do. And then my chat was like, go back to the beginning. Look behind you. And I was like, oh!
Use the right stick to turn the camera.
See, Tegan, the funniest part about this is that you didn't see the air vehicle and they are literally littering the air. There's not one. They're just everywhere. They're just on every surface.
Like, there was probably one Nintendo at one point, and then yes, through testing, they were like, okay, fine, we'll add two. Okay,
Nintendo
fine, we'll add
just
three.
Like, we need an airship graveyard so that these morons get it.
Yeah, I missed it. I missed every single one, and I'm just like, why is it so hard? Like, I'm climbing, and like I got two of them, but I can't get up this third one.
Tegan's like, should I build a house on top of them? Is that what they want me to do here?
Drop a house.
Well, the thing is, flying the airship, not great, but it's fine. You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Flying
it's tolerable.
The airship and aiming this thing is a nightmare because of how it handles. And so I did this three times.
His sight is not like, straight.
Yeah, the third time, it was like a few seconds. It was just like boom, 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 done. The first two times, I turned weird and ended up hitting the like a wall and then falling.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, I'm just going to reload a save because I'm not climbing back up here. This was before I realized there were multiple things. I was like, I'm not doing this again.
The way Yanobo's aiming works is it's like he's aiming where he thinks you're looking. Like, it's not where you're looking, it's where he thinks you're looking.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, it kind of goes in the general direction, but you kind of just, you have to give it room to be like, it's almost, it's like the first person shooter games when you're doing a sniper thing and you automatically, you're breathing, and it's like the thing, there's just that little, like, wobble
right
that's going the whole time with
uh-huh
it. You're just sort of like, it's that, but just constantly in every direction that you're
RNG
moving.
This thing also has, like, a weird arc to it. Like, it doesn't arc mm-hmm the way I think, mm-hmm, and it doesn't go straight. It goes,
no, it
like,
doesn't.
Kind of up, maybe sometimes, not always, and sometimes just wide left.
Only, sometimes just like stops
yeah
too. You think you're gonna do it, and then he's just like, oh no, there's a little pebble on the ground. I didn't like that. I stopped immediately.
If you're doing it in the air, I think there's an arc to it. But if you're doing it on the ground, it's just like super flat. Mm. Everything has to be super level.
And there's no way
for
like,
anything to work.
He needs a runway.
I assumed, right? So if I'm going flat, right? And I aim up, I thought it was going to go like, because it does feel like it's looking like where you aim. And that's not it. Because like, if you look up and you shoot him, he still goes straight. So like,
mm-hmm,
I mean, I guess if you're spinning that fast, if you're somersaulting in front of somebody's machine really fast, maybe I could understand like not being able
right
to exactly see where you're going, but at the same time
he's not
like
aerodynamic.
No, but at the same
he's
time
he's got
like
a little bit of a slice.
The
to the
arc
right
is weird, and how dare he be so awful? Like, it's like Tullin, like, way up here. And then, like, Sidon gets a pass. And then...
Yeah.
Riju, and then Yinobo.
So, I will disagree.
I can't quite go there.
In a fight, Yinobo is so fun.
Nobody likes my thought. I like Riju compared to Yinobo. Riju's enthusiastic. She's ready to go every single time. Maybe I've already killed everything by then. But, like, I never have to aim. I don't have to aim her. She goes where I shoot. That's easier than, like, figuring out what Yinobo's going to do.
Okay. Fair. I could see that.
I guess.
I just don't think either of them are, like, better or worse than the other.
I just
want
to be able to aim Yinobo the way I aim my bow. Like, at least the way I aim my bow.
That would be great.
You have to find the Yinobo first.
Oh, God, the Yinobo. That's what I'm missing.
Well, I think we can't aim him like a bow because of this dungeon we're going to get to.
Yeah, so we finish this off. It blows up, opens up the cavern. Is this where we see then Zelda just goes down into there?
I don't remember if we see her again. Or did she? I don't know.
She just goes into the abyss, and Yinobo's like, we have to go help her. And I'm like,
are you still on this, dude?
I'm like, do we? Are you sure about that, my guy? No wonder really she was able to brainwash you. Like, all right, sure.
Yinobo has the mind of a child. Like that's always been his thing. Like he's always simple, he's right? Simply. Like that is his character.
The government would never hurt me.
You mean people do that? They go on the internet and lie?
What? Let's take a quick break. When we get back, we're gonna go ahead and jump into this volcano.
All right, before we jump into the volcano, did any of you turn around before you dove in?
No.
Are you asking, did we just not think that it was very important for us to do this right now and still had some other quests we wanted to take care of?
No, I mean, did you look behind you to see the sign that said 100 famous mountains of Hyrule, number one, Death Mountain Summit?
That's amazing. Are you serious?
Are there possibly 100 mountains in this game and there's a sign on each of them?
I hope there's 100 mountains in this game and there's a sign.
I have been to the top of a lot of things and I have not seen a sign.
I thought so too. That's the thing. That's my thinking, Brian.
I assume it's like when you go to like a random town in the middle of like Kansas and they're like, number one cornfields. Like,
yes.
World's largest.
World's best pizza.
World's largest picnic basket. Like, what? Okay, I guess. Good
you did
you.
It, guys.
I just thought it was, I thought it was cute because everything's destroyed and like messed up, and you turn around and it's like, we're number one.
Somebody's got to be celebrating something somewhere, right?
Yes. Dueling Peaks, though, are looking off in the distance and just being like, every year.
Whatever, man.
So, we can go jump down into here, and it takes us down into the depths. And, yeah, if you didn't get something to protect you from lava, you're going to have a hard time here.
You're going to need it.
Great news.
Yeah, it's...
I've discovered where the lava went. It was inside volcano the whole time.
Well,
they uncorked the volcano. Yeah,
no, they drained the volcano.
It's usually where it is.
It all went down the tub.
I guess like it's weird that in this case there isn't. Oh wait, can you make potions with the hot-footed lizards, right?
Yeah.
With the fireproof lizards.
Fireproof lizards. Okay.
Which are in the caves all over here. So just since it's not too hot up there, wear your Sheikah gear and pick up all the fireproof lizards you could ever want.
Right. That was my wondering is that like, okay, there always has to be some way that isn't just you need to buy this outfit to survive in here.
Mm-hmm. You can, if you want to go in Nakers, you can.
You got to drink up first.
Yeah.
And you only need one piece of gear for most of the area down here.
Yeah.
You only need one piece of gear for the dungeon itself.
I went with the pants. Like that was the one that I, you know, I actually spent time. Like I was like, okay, let's organize the outfit. Let's go ahead and get dressed up here. Let's figure out how we're tackling this.
And I hate this outfit because it just nothing ever looks good. And the only thing you can really wear are the pants.
I went with the armor because it's $600 as opposed to everything else being like $1,000.
You need to find that Gerudo and sell her some gems.
I did pants and shirt, and then I wore cool new dragon armor horns.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that yes, is, I did get
that
those.
That is what
yes,
I did.
Yes, those are nice. Those are really cool. Yeah, I mean, I did... the Hylian breastplate has been like my go-to, because it is like the strongest defense for
my stuff
right
now. Is that like a 28?
And not at mine. Mine is like a 16 right now.
Okay.
Because I don't have
but
all of my
it's
fairies.
It's that good. It's that good, good.
Is that
yeah, it's
like
it's the highest defense.
Is that the knight's gear? Like part of the knight set? Oh,
yeah.
Where did you find the knight set?
It's in the... If you go Lookout Landing... You go into Lookout Landing, there's the whole, like, the underground stuff that connects that to the castle.
Go look in the keep.
You haven't done that? Yeah, if you haven't done that, that's a great
go look
section
in the keep.
On its own.
Go hang out in the keep.
Well, I thought that was going to be...
It's fun.
I thought that was going to be the way to get back to the end, the plot. So
you can if you want. You can go there and have a lot of fun.
There's a part that's, it's like, it's caved in.
Okay. Okay.
There
it is.
So there's a barrier to it, like the final battle or whatever.
Yes, okay. It's not.
I mean,
it
like
actually connect
stuff happen. Well, not stuff happens, but like, good. Just go there.
Okay.
You will have a good time. Eventually, you might be surprised where you end up, but maybe also not.
It's one of the biggest like cave systems.
Okay.
Yeah, I was trying not to say that, but yes.
Cool.
Go there. You're gonna have a good time.
Great. All right.
Anyway, that's and then I use the barbarian headdress for extra attack.
Oh yeah,
and also I just love the look of it; it's great. So we drop down here, lava all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
The game very much is trying to just say, "Hey, you're gonna need to like get around here. Here's a bunch of like cars if you want them, just to get through a lot of stuff."
Yeah, you're gonna need it. This is one big giant basin. Get in a car.
Did anyone do what I did? And like you're coming
in.
So you come in, right? And there's like a couple little islands in the lava. I landed on one of those because I had a bunch of pose on it. And then I went,
oh no.
Huh. I have made a mistake.
I bet if you throw Rivali's pine cone on the ground here, it would be pretty great. You wouldn't even really need to do anything.
Yeah, Rivali's pine cone might have been a good idea. I opted for, you know, my bag of 987 chew jellies, and I just into the lava so that it made a little platform so that I could jump across. But it was real precarious there for a second.
If we're talking about environmental interactions here, which made me feel like an idiot multiple times because I always forgot, you cannot use bomb arrows.
Oh, no.
Not at all.
Yeah,
oh, no.
They will explode directly in your face and they will kill you.
Yeah, I reflexively remembered not to use bombs in these hot areas.
And also... They add to that a lot of structures, which end up, you know, I think a lot of them end up being like skeletons, with rocks and things in the top of the skeleton with which to shoot at and break and have goodies drop with anything but a bomb arrow.
Anything but a bomb arrow.
I was constantly taking out bomb arrows, trying to shoot these like gems out of the roof.
I wish you were still streaming, Brian, so that we could do like a super cut of you just constantly bringing those out.
both of my laptops are older than our show.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's true. So we can explore a little bit here and really there's a, like Brian mentioned it before, I think in the last episode, there's just this huge structure. You get up there and it is magnificent. It is these giant, like temple looking buildings all connected with rail systems. You walk into this place and it's, I was glorious. Like, I'm in hell and this is great.
It's a Donkey like, Kong level.
Yeah. It's Donkey Kong level in hell. But yeah, we get up into there and Yanobo is we get into there and it's blocked because that's another thing.
Yeah, there's see Zelda like a rock there? At the very beginning that you have to break through.
Yes.
And then you see Zelda like when you walk in and then like a door shuts and it's like, oh no, she's trapped in there. We have to help her. And I'm like, do we though? Do we really have? I think she got in there on her own. She wasn't kidnapped. Like,
it's not even just that. She walks into the center of the room and then like the floor raises up and smashes her into the ceiling.
Yeah. And it's just like, she wasn't.
Do we see that here?
Yeah.
Is that happening here?
Yeah, we do see that here. And it's like, she wasn't number one. You know, Bo, I need you, honey, come here. We have to look at the context clues here. She wasn't resisting. She didn't look at us. She allowed herself to be smooshed. Like, I don't think that's who you think it is.
I think she wants us to get smooshed ourselves, though.
Yeah.
And therefore, we should ignore what she's telling us to do.
Exactly. Does Yanobo have face blindness? Like, is that a thing we have to consider?
It's possible.
Like, does he just genuinely not recognize that, like, that's probably not Zelda, you know?
Well, all the shorthand he uses, the clothing. So that's Zelda. It's her clothes.
That's Zelda. It's her clothes. But we have not seen her. That's her clothes. But
no,
it's the clothes from the past that she was teleported to. So
but it's probably what she was wearing when she gave him the mask.
The mask. Right.
I don't know.
Exactly. I don't know.
Yeah. We also get in these cutscenes. I'm not a fan. We've got to save Zelda, Goro. And I'm just like, the Goro thing, it was like in Final Fantasy when the Moogles started saying Koopo. And I was just like, in text, it was okay, fine.
Yeah,
it was a cute thing that they say. When someone actually says it out loud, I'm just like, that's dumb. Why do you say that? And why don't you say it every time? It's not like you say it after every little thing. It's every once in a while you just say Goro.
That's why I'm wondering, is this like a Gerudo where we have to say, anytime we say someone's name, we have to finish it with a Goro?
But that's because that would be like a Japanese kind of thing of like, you know, you put like a san after the end of it or something like that. But it's not even that. It's just like, because he'll say a thing and not say Goro, and every once in a while, and then he'll say something and does say Goro. It's just, it's inconsistent, and that's where I'm like, that's, I guess even with the Moogles, they said Koopa more often. So, like, it made more sense with the Moogles than it does with the Gorons. But,
Jeremy, you say this with all of the innocence of someone who has never met a person who says, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean.
I'm going to rescue Zelda. Believe it.
This is true.
Oh, God.
Let's,
no.
Let's go. A little bit let's of that. Go save Zelda. Believe it.
Let's
like,
go
that's
back
what
to
he's doing.
2006.
That's what he's doing.
Let's go say, Zelda, I am going to be the Wizard King.
Oh, boy. Okay, so yeah. Okay. You know what? I'm fine. You know what? It's fine. All right.
Let the anime flow through you, Jeremy.
I'm trying. Okay,
surrender.
There's just too much. Everyone says you got to watch this one here, and I'm just like, I only have so much time on this earth.
I will give you some solid personalized recommendations that you can watch.
I know you
time.
Will. I know
I'll
you
do
will.
It.
But we're not doing that on this recording. So after we get the scene, I went up to the zone eye switch because I was like, okay, I know I need to do this here. And that then tries to open the door. Doesn't work. We get 5 locks on this one. I think we talked about it where, what, it like one of them only had 4, but this one has 5. I don't
know. The water one had 4, like one of them was already going.
For some reason.
So this one, we're back to 5.
Yeah. This is when we are just like full on, Yanobo's with us, time to go freely explore. Yeah. For me, it was time to ignore everything that the designers created for this ascend through everything.
Do we get to talk about this?
The tiniest little corner of any ceiling and even lifting up platforms just so I could get higher to somewhere and just ascend into it every time.
To their credit, they did a lot of work to make it harder for you to ascend through this the entire dungeon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
Did anyone get in a minecart?
I did.
No.
Yeah. I minecarted through the entire thing.
Okay.
No,
all right.
Not one.
So half of the show minecarted. The other half did not get in a single minecart. I was surfing.
I grinded on. Yes.
Ascending.
I did.
Yeah, I did. Yes. I shield grinding, ascending, using paraglider. Yeah. Just everything I could do to not use a minecart once.
I kept hitting switches for things that open doors that I'm like, oh, that's what they meant.
That's what that's for. Well, let me grind up this rail. The rail's out. Hold on, let me hit this and then change it and then whee.
Not even that. Oh, the rail's out. I'm not gonna use it.
Oh God.
I really liked the rail switching system here where it was like you can switch things going up and like it's not just like left and right. This path opens. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, going up and down. So you can like switch it to the left and then raise it so you're going to a different room. I thought that was cool. I thought it was nice that they had the little turnaround so that you didn't have to lift the cart. I did think it was dumb that you couldn't sit in the cart and flip the track. So every time.
Okay.
Yeah, this means nothing to half of the
podcast.
Yeah,
you had to.
No, no, like I'm interested because I'm sure it's fun. Like I'm sure it's cool.
You'd stop in the little bay. You'd turn off your fan. You'd get out of the cart. You'd smack the thing. You'd get back into the cart. And you'd smack the fan again and go the other direction. Like
it's like the little hand crank Thomas the Tank Engine
multi-directional thing. I should have been able to sit in that cart and hit the switch because I could in every other instance. It was just if it was in the little switching bay.
And I understand why they had it that way because I did manage to hit the switch while I was in the cart, but like it wasn't running. And it flips you out of the cart if you're in it when it switches.
Because
it just like
you just get launched. Okay.
It doesn't launch you far, but it knocks you out of the cart. So if you did it while the fan was still spinning, your cart would just leave you.
Yeah. Just abandoned. I got 4 of the switches by minecarting. And the last switch I could not figure out how to get to. So I ended up scaling the side of the building and then
gliding
into the last one because I was like, I don't know how to get here. I have no idea. And like when I got in there, I was still like, I don't know how to get out of here. Like, I don't know what the design was to get me in here in the first place.
Ascend. You ascend to get out of that room.
So the thing that is confusing, and this is the one part where I think I did it in a slightly unintended way. There's an area you get to where the minecart, there's a raised area with lava, and there's essentially just a hydrant that keeps making new platforms, and I ended up making this super long bridge.
Yeah, long bridge!
Yeah, I made long bridge to hit the gong, but then if you look on the other side, like opposite the gong, there's one of those roast rock boulders on the other side. And so I was like, okay, I have this long bridge. Why don't I just put this on the other side? And no matter what I did, I couldn't get him to go up up that ramp and actually hit the rock. And
because,
so
like,
I gotta go back down.
He will clip on stuff.
And when I tried to go back down, the path just circles you around. And I think what it wanted me to do was to turn the cart the other way. And then it would split me off back to the path that went down.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But when I tried to do that, I accidentally fell off. So I just used my glider to get to the next level down. And if you ride up to, there's like a spot where it looks like you're not supposed to be there. Like it looks like a dead end.
Mm-hmm.
And what you have to do is you have to jump off the side and there's a little area that connects to that area with the pool, and there is an up down switch, and that you hit the switch down, and you can ride the cart down. And what they want you to do, I think, is they want you to hit that boulder from that up down cart.
Gotcha.
So you basically you go up to the very top, you jump off the side of something, and then you jump off the side of what looks like a dead end, and then you have to hit the switch, and then from the cart, it goes alongside, like it goes basically on the same level as that boulder, and you can hit it from there.
Then you can you have an easy shot at it.
Yeah, yeah, and then you can use Long Bridge to walk up there.
There's a few of those where there are a few like these gongs basically that you have to break rocks or to get Yonobo in there, and they want you. This is like they want you to be in a vehicle to do these because I don't know. Like this is why we were talking about the Yonobo. You can't just aim them wherever you want. They don't want you doing that except for in vehicles to limit, I don't know, his usefulness.
Limit your fun.
I had to create like a couple of like two or three bridges, long bridges, and finagle Yonobo onto them in order to do this without a minecart. But yeah, long bridge, lots of long bridge, and it's not that easy, but it was fun because I didn't want to use a minecart. I don't know why. I just stepped through the door and was like, not getting in a minecart.
Or you can make a little air bike and you can just like be a little fly making your way through these little crevices, and you've got a Yonobo rocket that you can aim wherever you want with it.
I never used, I didn't even think to try using my air bike. Yeah.
I've gotten so good at using that thing. I made the joke before about how, you know, whenever you make one of these, it like turns to the left a little bit or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like an old car.
Yeah,
I am whipping that thing around. I just know I can move my camera in any direction, and my left thumb still knows exactly where I'm going, and like I can maneuver so well with that thing. I'd use it everywhere. It's
great. Did you do the shrine where like they want you to like fly through a bunch of pillars and stuff?
No, I don't think I've done that one yet.
There's like a big, just wide open area, and like pillars occasionally, and you gotta like weave through them. It was kind of fun.
I've done that.
Sounds like
a
fun challenge.
It's a good one.
I did it with a glider.
I'm assuming that it's in this
ridiculous
region. But yeah, so that's the thing.
Jeremy, do we want to talk gummy squares? Is it time for us to talk gummy squares? Like how were you ascending through some of this stuff? Because I was making complicated contraptions, lining up with, you know, on the map with pieces of ground that I theorized would be in a certain place that I could get on top of, had to like reposition a couple of times because it wouldn't let me ascend through it. But I eventually found a way. Were you using gummy ships what were we doing here?
I take it back. I did use the minecarts. I would take a minecart, elevate it up, hop onto it, and do recall, have it go up, and then I would ascend when it's lifting me
you
up.
Use minecarts as a platform? Yeah,
but that's, you know.
Yes, I use minecarts as a platform. That's the only time I use the minecarts.
Yeah.
Unhinged.
I can't believe
degenerate
it.
Behavior.
It's so great. Like, I'm looking at this, and I'm just, I love this so much, but I'm split because, you know, we have played... We played nearly every Zelda game, right? Mm-hmm. And we break down the designs of these puzzles. We talk about, like, do we think this is an actually smart puzzle? Do we think that this is something like, okay, well, they've just been, it's another thing where we push a block and then it opens a door. They're doing this. It's you know, this is rote.
Hey, here it is.
While, right, when we see
new designs.
Here's
the first
time
we see an ice block puzzle in the series.
Right. But or when we see something wholly original, like design wise and puzzle wise, it's just like, oh, right. And I love the aha moment. I am just in a different mental state than I usually am with these kind of games, because I'm just like, no, just try to stop me. Like, that's
what I want.
That's when I go into here and I'm like, yeah, what are you, you're gonna not let me get to this area?
What are you, my
whatever.
Dad?
I'm gonna figure out how to do this. Yeah.
You're not the boss of me.
This is exactly what I want. Because the next time I play this game and I play through these dungeons, I will play through them in a completely different way, probably. Oh my God. And I might actually do the intended minecart stuff. Maybe not. Who knows?
I wanna have a feature that you can turn off your Chica Slate powers. Like, just think about that, right? Like, just can this game be completed without
your
using,
arm powers? You mean
your arm powers? Yeah,
yeah.
Think about that. Like, can this whole game be completed without using any Zonai powers?
No arm percent.
Right. That's the interesting thing for me. Like, that's the pro mode. You wanna do the, or master mode. You wanna unlock master mode. Turn off your Zonai powers, and Link is missing an arm the whole time.
It would just be insufferable because you're just gonna
kill gold bad guys.
Yeah, you're just going to be using rusty swords the entire game.
Yeah.
Right, you can't fuse anything either. You can go to some place to pay to fuse items. That's what
I forget. I tried to get a Octorok to polish a sword because I thought that's how that works. And it
does, but I thought it has to be a certain Octorok, a certain, like, these Octoroks on
the ones
the
up here, yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, because I want a Sheikah sword, not the long sword, just the regular sword, because it does, critical sneak damage, and I'd rather do that. And so I fed one to one of those guys, and then Tolan, like a... just the B.A. McBaddington that he is, shot in the face before it could finish chewing on it. And it was, I put him away in the ring and tried again, but it didn't, even when I did it right, it didn't work. So I was very upset.
Yeah, I might have to look into it. I wonder if it just doesn't do it now.
You're too good for your own good.
Anything else to talk about in this dungeon? Because like I said, I don't have puzzle solutions.
Just X Games
digging through the walls.
Oh, X Games gold champion over here, Link, grinding all up and down.
Nope.
Oh my God. Just nonsense. Glad you had fun, I guess.
Yes.
They're just
upset, Tegan.
Look at these beautiful puzzles that we did. Everyone was saying, the minecarts will be fun. We've made a lovely little minecart section for you. Why won't you play with the toys I bought you?
And then I'm just like, look at the new hammer I got.
Yeah, exactly.
It could destroy everything.
I picked up this stick at the park.
Meanwhile, I'm building a car out of Bionicles.
Right. You're playing with Bionicles. You picked up a stick at the park and you're waving it around. And I'm over here with $2,000 worth of toys going, why won't you play with these? I bought these with my hard-earned money.
I'm not playing with Bionicles. I'm turning Bionicles into, like, I don't know, a spaceship.
Right, yeah, you're repurposing them. You took all the Lego pieces apart and you're building something completely that's not part of the set.
And now my Qui-Gon Lego is flying it.
Right, exactly.
And I mean, BC, you were playing it pretty straight and narrow too, right? So
yeah, I enjoyed this dungeon a lot.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I so did I.
You enjoyed it wrong.
I did. No, you cannot take that from me.
I did enjoy this dungeon.
I'm glad you had a blast.
I can't wait to play all of these dungeons again. Whereas in the last one, it was like, yeah, I remember where all of the pieces are and basically how to get all of them unlocked. And maybe not for like the water one, but like I would play the other three again. I might do things differently. I would definitely do things insanely differently in this one.
So we get all of the locks unlocked, and we go back to that main area, and we finally see, we had said this before, when we gonna get a Goma? We get the Scourge of the Fire Temple, Marbled Goma.
So, here's the thing. Excited to see a Goma. Always a welcome recurrence.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the thing that was at the top of the volcano.
Nope.
We went from three-headed dragon at the top of the volcano.
Oh, no. So yeah. We didn't mention that. Hang on. That's a different creature. That was called...
Morrigan.
Morrigia.
Yeah.
like Volvagia, but Morrigia.
Mm. Oh, but more.
But more.
But more.
Now with 30% more.
Now with three. I had to shut everybody else off in this battle.
Really?
Because I was just like, well, I was like, I only need Yanobo. I'm not going to do any other damage otherwise. So I don't need to be accidentally activating anybody else. Mm. Yeah. Get rid of everybody else. Turn everybody else off.
Huh.
Just me and Yanobo.
Yeah.
Which now that I think about it, that probably would have been fine for all the other battles too.
Because okay. they're just there for moral support, really.
Might I offer you, right, Yanobo and Sidon? Because if you...
I
shielded with him so that if I screwed up and I missed, I had a free hit that was tanked that I didn't have to reset anything else.
I mean, Sidon's always there for
us. If I was trying to line up a shot with Yanobo and I got hit during that shot... My shot was not interrupted because Sidon tanked it for me with his little water bubble.
Yeah.
The only time...
Water is cooling.
Water is cooling. So. I was quite right. refreshed and moist. Glistening, even.
Glistening, yes, absolutely. That is the word I would choose to use in this situation.
The only time I got concerned about taking damage in this... was at one point I shot Yanobo, and then Goma surrounded me with that exploding marble rock stuff, and I was just like, Yanobo, get back here! Yanobo, where are you? And then it blew up on me and took like half my health off, and I was just like, okay, noted.
Yeah, the timing in this was a little...
Well, if you do it right, he'll loop around and... hit those boulders.
Mm-hmm. He should come back around again, but if you know, you're off a little bit, he might like stray off. I never got like,
I wasn't
a,
off,
a
he was
sweet
off.
circular shot.
So, thing I didn't realize when I went into this battle is because you have to shoot him into the ceiling to kick it off.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
The opposite of what I normally do in these games, which is not paying enough attention to the walls... I paid too much attention to the walls.
Uh-oh.
And I thought that like the little gray spots were the only places you could send him up the ceiling.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when we get to the second half of the fight and you have to hit Goma on the ceiling, I kept being like, how am I supposed to hit it from this vantage point before I realized you can just send him up any part
He's
of the wall.
He's simply not.
Anyway,
yeah.
I did it blind.
Correctly.
I did it blind on the second half the whole time. I was like, I don't know, Yanobo, come here, go. And I was just like, and it kept working.
Yeah, that's the thing is that I could not get a shot in the second phase. Like the final knock him onto the ground, just a little bit more damage, like nothing connected. Like I maybe took 10 shots.
I knocked him down twice and I killed him. It was just,
I got two knockdowns.
And that was it.
And
was
I didn't easy. Quite finish him.
You didn't use your super sword that does.
I don't have it right
damage.
Now. I haven't gone back to Gerudo Town to get a new one.
I used the master sword with like one of those like level 3 flux core guys on it.
Nice.
Mm.
Yeah, I was simply,
shut him down.
I accidentally during the second phase, the first time it was up on the ceiling, I accidentally hit him. In the right spot. I didn't think it was going to work. And it just, whoomp, and I went, cool. And then he jumped back up on the ceiling in the same spot. And so I just hit the same spot. And it was
just
like,
did
boom,
it again.
Down.
Right.
No problem. Yeah. Done and...
I don't know.
Sun and done, as they say.
I don't know what you were thinking, buddy.
I thought this was a fun idea for a battle, but not really super challenging, right?
It's Yanobo's timer.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst part about it is the mechanic of your friends. It's just, it's like you miss a shot, you gotta wait for a while, and by the time he's ready to go again, you're surrounded by rocks, and so you have to break out some of the rocks.
The worst thing about this was
and then
the
wait
we made
for him again. Yeah. Except for Tolan.
Except for Tolan.
Tolan rocks. Say. Like,
absolutely.
10 out of 10.
Would recommend.
We finished that off. Marbled Goma explodes.
Did the marbled Goma like eat the weird Phantom Zelda or like? Because like
no,
even at the beginning of this,
it may have been the weird Phantom Zelda.
Okay, because yes. Yonobo's like, we gotta save her. She's in there, and I'm like, bro, like stop drinking the Kool-Aid.
She's
I don't
gone.
Know what is
it's
wrong
amazing.
With you. It's not her.
She's left, bro. You gotta get over. So we get that container. Then we get a cutscene. It's the same cutscene over and over again, right? Like we're just
hey, brother.
The same thing.
I mean, except this time we get Macho Man reading it.
But like when they say like, let me tell you the truth about the history or whatever, it's the same story.
Yeah.
But just with a different person, right? Each
yeah,
time.
Yeah, delivered by a master of sport entertainment.
With slightly different details, but I mean, yeah. This is what happens revelate. When you make a game where the dungeons can be completed in any order.
Sure, yes.
The best version of the story is absolutely the one that you get after the Lightning Temple, where the Gerudo are just like, yeah, no, Ganon is our problem. This is our fault. Mm-hmm. We need to take responsibility for this. Like, beyond what we offered, like, to help the Sage of Time with, like, this is our thing that we have to clean up.
They continue to be the best.
Except for Riju.
The Zoras continue to have the best story, like, overall in their area. Yeah. I don't know.
And the Rito continue to have the best sage thing. Champion.
Sure.
Too true.
Yeah. I'll give that to you. But yeah, we get that cutscene. Yonobo reluctantly... he was the one, you know, of everyone else, they were just like, yeah, cool, new power, we'll take it. Yonobo was just like, I don't know if I should do this, though. Like, am I actually worthy?
No,
but then
you're
he's
not.
Like, well,
take the power.
I'm going to let everybody down if I don't do it. He needs to talk to somebody.
You've let everyone down already, yes. Yonobo.
But he gets a power, and he gets... Of all of them, I like his accessory the best. He gets a sumo belt looking thing.
He gets his champion.
It's I think it looks great. And now he will be with us. It's not that we get a new power. We are now forced to deal with him. His ghost suddenly appearing anytime we're on a device or anytime we're on a vehicle.
It was nice having him around the other day when I ran into, like, the little Talus chicken nuggets that are running around.
Chicken nuggets.
And I didn't have a, like, hammer or bludgeoning weapon, and I was just like, well, if I wait a second, my boy here will use his hammer and crush them. And, yeah.
Sure enough, after a little bit, unless I'm mining stuff, and then I turn him back on.
Okay,
good idea.
Because yeah, it's useful for that.
So far, I keep them all on because sometimes it's funny to just watch like four spirits just like gang up on one bokoblin.
Yes,
but it is annoying now because like I'll freeze somebody, and then I'll be like, all right. Freeze them, and then I can hit them with the weapon that I have that's going to do the most damage. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as I freeze them, somebody else is coming from the peanut gallery to punch him in the face. Mm-hmm. So
I have spent way too much time in this game alone, in Breath of the Wild, in this very world. So, you know, it was weird at first having someone, like, next to me. It legitimately felt weird having Tolan there just doing nothing. But now I wouldn't have it any other way. I want all four of those morons out at all times. Ruining everything.
Tolan kept like creeping up. I'd be like taking a photo of something and Tolan would just like walk into frame and then walk out of frame. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I forgot you were here, you creepy little Yakuza friends. Yeah, I forgot you were here, you creepy little ghost boy. And now I'm like, where's Tullin? Where's my son? I need him. My emotional support bird.
Can he? Will he throw up a peace sign?
No.
I need Tullin to throw up a peace sign.
They just walk out of frame, which is so... I wish that, like, if you turned around for a selfie, they'd stand in the frame with you. I think that would be so fun, but no.
They sometimes do, but they don't, like, crawl into the frame like your party members in Like a Dragon.
Yeah. I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
Yes. So, I mentioned in the last episode, we need to go check on Pura. We're going to go back to Lookout Landing. We just get a really quick cutscene. I just wanted to sort of close the loop on that because this finishes this quest line. We go back to Pura, and she basically is just like, "Oh, okay, all that information makes sense." And then a blood moon happens, and we look through because she's up at the top where the telescope thing is. She looks through the telescope, and we see Zelda up over at the castle during the blood moon. And then she disappears with, like, the mist stuff. And then that's it. Then Pura is basically like, hey, you should go investigate that now. So what we're going to do is do another detour. We have one more region.
Can we address for just a moment, though, how awkward the cutscene immediately after you finish the fourth thing is, because Yunobo just all of a sudden out of nowhere goes, you've investigated all the phenomena, you should go back to Lookout Landing and talk to Pura. And I'm just like, how do you know that? We did not
tell
you.
You didn't even know other stuff was going on. Yeah.
It's like this Invasion of the Body Snatchers moment where all of a sudden he's just like, stands up straight. And is like, his eyes change color again to like
different
the weird malice color. It's like, you have to go see Pura. You have investigated everything.
Like,
hey, Link, how's it going?
So it's like we told Riju and we told the Rito and we told the Zora that we were investigating the phenomena. But Yunobo spends the entire time brainwashed and then chasing Zelda. There's no way we told him that we're investigating the four phenomena. Like, he would have no idea of that. And so for him to just, at the end of the thing,
The entire time I was reevaluating our relationship.
Yeah. And so, like, having him be the one to be like, you've investigated all the phenomena, I know you need to talk to Pura. Like, that, just because nothing else about his quest involves us mentioning that we're investigating these four phenomena, like... it just feels weird. It just feels so weird.
Irises may as well have disappeared.
Right, exactly.
For our next episode, we are going to do one final detour over into East Nekluda. It is the east-southmost area. That's where Eventide Island is. That's where some pirates are.
Apparently.
There's some stuff there that we haven't done yet. So we're going to go and clear that out, and that will give us a full map. We should go talk to Robbie again afterwards and get some more drop points, too, afterwards.
Oh, I should do that, because I think we have enough for it already.
I can't remember. But go and do that. Figure that out. Explore. Get some more shrines. Look in the depths. You can complete
cook
the depths
paella
now if you want to. Get some paella. Just go sit on the beach for a little while. Go have some time relaxing. Deserve it. But when you're done with all that, meet back here and we'll talk about it on Chat of the Wild.
Goro.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it on Chat of the Wild.